In the aftermath of Finland's 2024 VAT hike, small businesses are sounding the alarm. The general VAT rate was raised to 25.5%, placing Finland among the highest in the EU. Yet the consequences are becoming too clear: a sharp spike in bankruptcies, soaring tax debt, and a widening VAT gap. A tax policy too far? VAT is a consumption tax meant to be neutral. But in practice, its burden is regressive, especially for small service firms operating on thin margins. The Finnish Tax Administration filed 611 bankruptcy applications in Q1 2025, a staggering 57% increase from last year. That figure alone signals a deep fracture in the policy's assumptions. More troubling is the systemic pattern. VAT debt reached 1.78 billion euros, accounting for nearly half of total tax debt. That's an 8% increase year over year. These are not anomalies, they indicate stress points in the tax ecosystem. The pass-through dilemma: large firms can often pass VAT hikes to consumers with little friction. However, smaller enterprises lack pricing power, particularly in B2C services like salons, construction, and small retail. The result is shrinking profit margins, growing arrears, and, eventually, insolvency. 2/3 of all VAT debt now comes from bankrupt or insolvent firms. The irony? A hike designed to boost revenues may actually erode the base. Europe's widening VAT gap. Finland's VAT shortfall mirrors a broader European trend. The EU VAT gap, the difference between expected and actual revenues, also expanded. While macroeconomic headwinds, e.g., inflation and consumer belt tightening, played a role, the Finnish experience shows how policy missteps can accelerate fiscal slippage. Lessons in elasticity and timing. Tax elasticity matters. Raising VAT during the fragile economic recovery, especially without transition support for small businesses, was risky. The decision didn't occur in a vacuum. Energy costs were still elevated, interest rates high, and consumer sentiment cautious. Implications for policymakers and executives. For tax authorities, precision-targeted VAT relief or delayed implementation could have cushioned the impact. Future adjustments must consider sectoral sensitivity and elasticity. For business leaders, price modeling must now factor in tax policy volatility. SMEs need more robust risk forecasts and scenario planning. For regulators, insolvency waves damage more than balance sheets. They undermine tax morale, erode compliance, and shake trust. What to watch? Upcoming Q2 2025 VAT collection data. Will the trend worsen? Finland's potential policy response. Will relief measures be introduced? Eurostat's updated VAT gap report. Are other EU countries showing similar cracks? SME sector credit data. Are defaults spilling into banking risk? Broader EU tax coordination talks. Is a harmonized SME exemption in the cards? This is not just a Finnish story. It's a case study of how blunt fiscal tools can backfire in fragile economies. As policymakers across Europe eye tax adjustments to fund green transitions or social programs, the lesson from Helsinki is clear: timing and targeting are everything. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.